We're going to bring to these microphones a very distinguished archaeologist here in Israel. Gabi Barkai is his name, and in fact, he has been a major player in the city of David and other projects archaeologically across this world. Gabi, thank you for being available for us today on the broadcast. What I'm concerned about in my conversation with you is how the Antiquities Authority has gone after the Prime Minister Netanyahu, for not dealing with the situation up on the Temple Mount. And we've heard about already with Rabbi Yoel Karen some of the destruction that's happening up there. Can you describe what destruction is really going on? And should indeed, even though the custodial responsibility for the Temple Mount is in the Islamic Trust, they control what happens on the Temple Mount, should the Antiquities Department be the ones that approve any type of digging there up on the Temple Mount today?
The Temple Mount is the soul, heart, and spirit of the Jewish people, and it is one of the most important archaeological sites in the world. It is sacred to Christians as well, as the New Testament refers to it more than 20 times. The place of the Temple Mount is, as such, also one of the most important archaeological sites, and not only a religious site. The site itself was never, ever excavated by any controlled excavation. Since the 90s, the Islamic Trust of the Temple Mount, the Waqf, W-A-Q-F, carries out destructive, barbaric excavations in different parts of the Temple Mount, especially near the southeastern corner of the Temple Mount. And the major damage was carried out in 1999, when a gigantic pit was excavated and approximately 400 truckloads of earth saturated with archaeological remains was removed from the Temple Mount. Still later, in the years 2007, 2008, a long trench for electricity was cut in the eastern part and in the upper part of the Temple Mount. All these works were carried out by heavy machinery, which in the Temple Mount is most destructive. In the Temple Mount, even a toothbrush will be too big a tool to carry out excavations. In any case, the Israeli authorities sometimes were misled by the Waqf authorities, and the work was approved. In some other cases, it was done in deception, without the knowledge of the Israeli authorities. In some other cases, the Israeli authorities gave the permission. Antiquities Authority does not have proper control upon the Temple Mount. At the moment, there is, as far as I know, no damage done.
Well, should Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Israeli government be dealing with a situation like this, or is it too political to put their hands on?
As the Temple Mount is part of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is part of the State of Israel, the law of antiquities is applicable on the Temple Mount as in any other spot of the country, and therefore the authorities should perform their duties, and the Antiquities Authority has to keep an eye on what happens in the Temple Mount. Unfortunately, they are not enabled to do so.
Yeah, it makes it a tough situation. Well, Gabi Barkai, I want you to know, folks, eavesdropping on this conversation, is doing something about what is happening on the Temple Mount. He was talking about 400 dump truck loads full of earthen, but also many antiquities contained within that earth that they took off of the Temple Mount. They threw it into the city dump. Gabi has reclaimed all of that. He's put it on the slopes of the Mount of Olives. He has a national project I know that we have participated with him, but people from all over Israel come to the slopes of the Mount of Olives there to Gabby's location. And Gabby, you're really trying to save some of the antiquity that was taken off the Temple Mount. This is a major important project as we try to understand archaeologically the connection to the Temple Mount by the Jewish people, correct?
It is correct. The participants in the project of the sifting of soil from the Temple Mount started in 2004, and we have had until now more than 100,000 volunteers participating in it. Listen, the damage was already done. The material that we find is without its context. So it is a tremendous damage which was done in the Temple Mount. But nevertheless, we try to save whatever is possible. And through sifting of the soil, we try to get as many of the finds, especially small finds, of the Temple Mount in order to find out about the human activity in the Temple Mount in the past. We have had until now tens of thousands of finds covering altogether more than 15,000 years of history from early mankind with flint implements up till our times. We have remains of the Davidic dynasty's time from the Iron Age. We have material from Second Temple period, that is the time of Jesus. We have material from the early Christian period, the Roman period, the early Christian period, the early Arabic period, the Crusaders times, and various medieval layers.
Wow, what a project that you've been able to oversee over these last many years. A very important project as far as antiquity is concerned. Well, Gabby, I appreciate you helping us draw attention to the situation there on the Temple Mount, and in fact, to reveal to everybody eavesdropping on the conversation, if they come to Israel, maybe they could participate in that project there on the slopes of the Mount of Olives as well. Thank you for being available to us, my good friend.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.